Welcome to the Happiness Experience Podcast, produced by the Better Living Institute and sponsored by AppJudo for your software needs, Bulletpad for writing lists on your iPad, and also sponsored by our listeners. That's folks like you. We're Kira and Bill Van Ittersom, and welcome to today's show.
Hi, everyone. Today's show is Giving Creates Happiness. And how do we come up with that? Well, last week, I had an eye appointment at the VA hospital. I asked Kira to come along because I've been having problems after my eyes are dilated being able to properly drive home, especially now that we have so much snow here in Michigan and the reflection off the snow is really hard to see. And the last time I actually had to stay there for like 2 hours before I could feel safe enough to drive home. As we were walking through the hallways to get to the eye clinic, we passed a man who was walking a service dog. Now, Kira and I have seen both service dogs and companion dogs many times at the VA. And over a year and a half ago, I was a patient there, and I actually had them come to my room several times. And oh, wow, what a thrill. Of course, I love dogs anyways. All different kinds. I mean, shepherds and collies and little bitty ones. I was really surprised. And it was just men and women who had time and who had the love in their heart to come and share both their animals and the love they have for the veterans with me. Person who's cooped up in this room 24 hours a day. And they bring a little sunshine into my life. It was really, really a pleasure. So we were sitting in the waiting room, and man, was it busy that day. I haven't even had it that busy before. Probably 25 minutes we were sitting there and still hadn't been called for my appointment. And in walks a lady who kind of announces to the waiting room at large. There must have been 30, 40 vets in the waiting room. Some of them had their spouses.
Almost every chair was taken.
Yeah, it was amazing. So she announces to the group, can I have your attention? And then she introduces the Doctors of Song. Now, you couldn't believe this. It was so cool. Here were these four older gentlemen. I mean, snow on the roof. You know, we don't know exactly how old they were, but they wore these straw boaters and they wore maroon scrubs. So like a short sleeve Dr. Scrub shirt and maroon pants. And they had these little name tags that said Doctors of Song.
But no navy blazer.
And it was so cute. It was just really, really adorable. Then they went to the far end of the hall and they sat up and introduced themselves. They told us a little bit about what they were going to do. And then one of the Doctors of Song took out his little pitch pipe because they were a cappella. They tuned up and then they started the most wonderful rendition of big band songs, some patriotic military songs, other happy songs. And they'd go from one right into the other, right into the other. They had it not only timed, but practiced so that one song would flow immediately without a break into the other. And then they broke for a couple of minutes to rousing applause. And they asked us if we would like to have them do at least one more song, which was the Star Spangled Banner. Well, of course, that's going to appeal to the veterans for sure. So they finished up with the Star Spangled Banner. Some of the people sang along, and most of us had our right hand over our heart. So we were part of the show, if you will, by that time. Then they finished up and said goodbye. And of course, there was a standing ovation. Those who weren't in wheelchairs, the rest of us stood up and applauded, and they enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. It was just a really wonderful little break to an otherwise long afternoon.
It was a really wonderful, wonderful performance. And they did it with such aplomb. They obviously had done a lot of practicing. So it was really quite wonderful. It was a wonderful medley.
Kira took a video. So actually, we're going to put that video up on our website. You can go there and you can actually see them in their performance. So what do these two examples have to do with the happiness experience? Why do we choose them for today? What is it that we mean giving creates happiness?
Well, you know, Mahatma Gandhi said the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. That's kind of what happens. You get in touch with your own inner juice when you're serving other people.
Here are some ways that giving does make you happier. Whatever you are doing to help others helps you first.
That's right, because anytime that you're helping others, whether you're entertaining them or teaching them or doing something for them, you're actually reinforcing your own attitude and your own awareness and your own state of mind. So you're teaching yourself, you're reinforcing your own values when you're giving them to others.
You reap the greatest happiness when your personal gift is being given away. So this could be money, this could be your own time, this could be your talents, whatever that you're using to help create connection with other people becomes a win-win. It's good for you as the giver, and it's certainly good for the receiver.
That's right. And there are actual studies that show that people who actually are the happiest are people who are giving in relation to connectedness. In other words, they're giving to somebody they know, or they're giving to a cause that another person that they know has asked them to support. Actually, people receive a lot more happiness when they're giving to something that creates connectedness or relationship in their own life.
Now, we need to take just a short little break to connect with one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a sec.
Time to thank one of our sponsors. Today's show is sponsored by Bulletpad, the fun and intuitive app for writing outlines and organizing your thoughts on your iPad. With Bulletpad, you can quickly create a hierarchical list of bullet points, giving structure to your great ideas. Bulletpad is an outstanding tool for writers, thinkers, and folks like you. Begin organizing today. Get Bulletpad for free. Just go to the App Store on your iPad and search for Bulletpad. And we're back. So we're talking about giving, and in particular, we're talking about helping others and giving something that serves others.
Let's take a look for just a minute at the Doctors of Song and see how this performance that they did for the vets in the eye clinic, and I'm sure several other clinics that day in other parts of the hospital, but how did that benefit the Doctors of Song? Now, you know how it benefits us because we really enjoyed this little performance, but let's take a look. So they obviously have to get together to rehearse. Well, that should be fun. They love to sing. You could tell they love to sing. So that in itself should be fun. And that fills many happy hours. Then they probably share meals together, both in rehearsing beforehand or afterwards. They probably share meals together when they're having a creative session to help plan their shows. And that in itself should be fun, to have a creative session to plan songs and try out some of the songs. Then, of course, they have to get ready for the show on the day of the show. They have to travel to the show. That's time that is spent in enjoyment. And then they perform. Well, they're certainly doing what they love when they perform. And they give us, the listener, great pleasure. And they receive applause and adoration in return. Well, that's got to feel really good.
Right.
And then I would imagine, I mean, if it was me, I would like to go to eat with them afterwards. I would like to have a meal as we do the downtime after the show and talk about the show and talk about where we're going next. That would be a fun, enjoyable activity.
Right. So you have four elderly gents who are hanging out together, doing something they really love and probably developing a pretty strong bond between them. Yeah, I think it is really a win-win for them. They're having a lot of fun doing what they're doing, and they're making others feel just wonderful. We really enjoyed their presentation.
And that's certainly a lot better than sitting home watching television
right.
all day.
You know, and even the people who bring those dogs to the VA hospital, or any place else for that matter, a lot of training goes into that. These dogs have to be prepared. They have to be able to be in the public, and they are brushed up against all kinds of individuals. Some in good frames of mind and others not so great. Yet these dogs are right there calmly allowing people to touch them and allowing people to be with them, and they are trained to do so. So someone spends a great deal of time preparing for that as well. And it's just a delightful experience when you see these dogs in the VA hospital. And as Bill said, he actually got to experience that at a time when he really wasn't feeling all that well. And it was a real boost to his day. It's a wonderful service. There are so many things that we can do that serve others and really have a meaningful position in our own lives.
Well, what we say is doing things for others, whether that be small, unplanned acts or full-scale volunteering, is a very powerful way to boost your personal happiness experience, as well as boosting that happiness experience for those around you.
Absolutely. And we obviously experienced that firsthand just last week at the VA. And also, you know, it isn't about giving money. As you can see, this is about giving something that was a talent, something that was their own from their heart, something that they could give from their heart. And you could start small. It could be something like just saying a kind word to a person or giving someone a nice compliment. Even a smile is a way of giving. We don't have to always give something big, but it has meaning. It really does help a person to feel better, and it helps you to feel better.
It doesn't cost you a dime to give away your smile.
Absolutely.
And it means a lot. We go to some of the big box stores. One time we were at Kohl's there, and it was real busy just before Christmas, and the person at the checkout line was quite harried. But just having a nice word for them, complimenting them on their outfit, and they smile. They don't see it as just a way to get into their graces. They don't think that you're just trying to manipulate them. They don't. They appreciate just that little bit of kindness. You can feel it back when you see them smile, or acknowledging that you know they're doing a great job, and especially under the conditions that are present in the store at the time. They hear so much griping all day. We have a friend who works at Kohl's, and she works in a fairly upscale neighborhood, and yet there's so much griping and complaining by so many of her customers. So when she finds one that shines a little ray of happiness, she even tells us often, oh, I had this lady and she was so nice and she did this and she did that. So don't think it doesn't mean anything. That smile goes a long way.
And she's there giving that same service because she is that kind of person who just constantly gives a smile and an upbeat personality. And the people who come in often comment about that and they'll tell her how she's made their day.
Exactly.
It's really a wonderful thing. So basically, there are a lot of things that giving can give you. It gives you personal satisfaction and a sense of meaning. It increases your personal confidence and your competence at what you do when you're giving something that you've practiced or something that you are intent about. It also helps you to distract yourself from your own personal problems and your own troubles. I often see Bill giving out compliments to people. And I'm not so great at doing that just yet. I mean, I do smile and I am pleasant with people, but he really goes out of his way to tell people, thank you for what you did. And this really helped me out. And I really appreciate it. And, you know, it really does make a big difference. These people, you can just sort of see them light up when he's talking to them. So it does make a huge difference.
We need to take another short break to thank another sponsor. And we'll be back in a sec.
Also sponsoring our show today is AppJudo, your complete web and mobile application development service. AppJudo uses the best technologies and computer science principles to build attractive and intuitive user interfaces that your customers will easily understand and love to use. Whether you want to design and build a new app or refactor and redesign an existing app, AppJudo can help make your project a success. Visit AppJudo today at www.appjudo.com. And we're back. Now, we were just talking about creating relatedness with people by doing things that actually serve them. One of the things that I wanted to mention, too, is that you may not realize it, but it often creates a type of pleasure chemistry. It's an actual scientific fact that when you are creating something, when you are giving something to others, your actual brain is producing the neurochemicals that are creating more happiness for yourself. This is a scientific fact. So if you want to be happier, it's a really good way to go. Just start giving something of yourself.
You'll create an upward spiral, as we call it, because the more generous that you are with your time and talents and your experience, the happier that you will personally become. So again, you can start with a smile and you can start with a compliment, and then you can gradually expand to find ways to share personal time and personal talents. An example is the Small Business Administration runs a resource of retired business people who help out newbies in the business field. And the newbies benefit, but the experienced people benefit because it puts them back in the game. Otherwise, where are they going to go? No one's hiring them. They don't want to be hired. They're already retired. But to throw away all that wonderful experience? No. So this is a great way to get involved. But remember that you need to give wisely. The more that your giving connects with your own personal, unique font of talents, the more personal happiness you'll create for yourself. So don't give in an area that you have experience in because you have the experience in it.
But you don't like it.
You know, give it like the people who walk the dogs through the hospital, because they love their animal and they love seeing the reaction between their animal and the people that are there, the patients and the family members of the patients. Give it the way the doctors of song give it, because it was so obvious that they love to sing. Go to our website, watch the video. You will be pleased as well, and you will see how much these fellas love to sing. So give it in that way, and your benefits will be amazing.
And with that, I think that's the end of our show today. Bill and I want to thank you for listening to the Happiness Experience podcast. To subscribe to our show, go to iTunes Podcast and look for Better Living Institute, the Happiness Experience podcast. There, you'll also find all of the podcasts produced by the Better Living Institute, the Book Talk podcast, the Healthy Tips podcast, the Love Stories podcast, and our two newest podcasts, the Happy Kids Podcast and today's podcast, The Happiness Experience. At the Better Living Institute, we're creating health, wealth, and happiness, one loving conversation at a time.
You can also find our podcasts and view all of the great stories, photos, and links that we post by visiting our website at www.betterlivinginstitute.com. While there, please go to our contact page and leave us a comment. Kira and I encourage you to send us your own happiness experiences so we can share them with our listeners on a future show. We'll even give you a plug. You can also like and message us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Better Living Institute. In addition, our email address is feedback@betterlivinginstitute.com.
We hope you'll listen again next time, and remember to share our show with your friends and family. This is Kira and Bill Van Ittersom for the Better Living Institute saying so long for now, everyone.